Hello everyone, my name is Eric Mitlet. I'm from Microsoft Open Technology. Microsoft Open Technology is a serve from Microsoft Corp dedicated to the open source. And we produce a lot and contribute a lot on GitHub repo for several projects on open source. And today I want to share with you some new inputs, new code in Open Framework. Open Framework, it's an open source library, graphic library in C++ for any kind of device, Mac or Windows in the case. And at MS Open Tech, we add the support for WinRT. And I want to show you some kind of binding data between Open Framework and, of course, WinRT. So let's go. I am here on the GitHub repo from Open Framework on MS Open Technology. I cloned the repo on my machine, and I have on my directory here Open Framework ready to run. To create a project in Open Framework world on WinRT, we duplicate the project generator on project generator WinRT, and this guy can create a new project on the WinRT support. So I can test here just that, test OK, and create and generate a new project. The project is created in my apps and the folder test. If I'm going to see that in apps, my apps, and I created just something like a test, and I find several files in this directory and two solutions for Visual Studio. One is without the support XAML, the other with the support XAML. So I already created a solution for you today, and let's open it. Yeah. There it is. So in the directory here, in the solution itself, because the solution contains two projects, one for all the open source created by MS Open Tech for Open Framework support on WinRT, in fact, Windows 8.1 in this case, and the project I created. I see here some files and some here XAML files. What it means? If I try to enlarge a bit the screen, I open it here, the DirectX page XAML. That's the definition of my screen. And you can see it, I added already two controls, one button and one text box. It's pretty simple here. And as you can see, I'm in an Open Framework project with the XAML stuff. Of course, in XAML, when you add from the toolbox here are the different type of control. You can bind control between themselves or bind control from a data source. To do that, you just add a binding instruction like this. For example, on the button, on the property content, I will bind this property with a property name text in the element name text one. Of course, I created this text box and I name it text one. So when I change the text in my text box, that will change the caption of my button. That's a very normal thing in XAML world. So I can run that at this time. I have a button, a magnificent text box, and if I type something like Toto here, you see when I type something, I change the caption of my button. That's the binding of data. But I'm in Open Framework world, and I want now drawing something from Open Framework in my XAML screen and bind the two worlds, in fact. To do that, I have to create a bindable classes. So I create a sample bindable classes here. It's very normal in the XAML world to do that. So I created a ref class, a modern C++ class named sample bindable class. And I add the attributes before here, the attribute bindable. That means XAML know how to deal with this class. In this class, I have a simple constructor here, and I created a property. This property is just a float, and I name it fValue1. I have two accessors in it, get and set, and the set, of course, is waiting for a float value. I have a private member here, fValue, member of fValue, and I store the value from the property in this variable. Pretty simple. In terms of implementation here, simple bindable class CPP, I have an empty constructor, nothing to do here. I have the property get here, I just return the private value, and I have the set. For the set, I receive the value in parameter, I affect the value to my private variable, and I try to do something interesting here. In fact, every Open Framework application is a singleton application. That means there is only one instance of the application in the application. You cannot have several members here. You just have one singleton. And you have a global function in Open Framework named ofGetApplicationPointer to retrieve the main application. Everywhere you are, you can access this function to retrieve the main application. The main application, of course, is defined in ofapp.age. It's OF application based on the OF base application. When you use the pointer, get pointer, you retrieve the instance of this class. Of course, this class is created at the beginning of the program and trying to run that. So in this class, I have a value here, my value. And as we saw in the bendable class CPP here, access my value to affect the new value from the binding that are the bendable classes. So let's try to use it. I'm going back in the XAML definition. I will add a slider. I already add a slider here. And I try to bind the value of the slider with the f value I have in my bindable class. This is a two-way function. Why not? Two-way binding. And I have some other information here, like the minimum value of the slider and the maximum value of the slider. So my slider is binded with the simple binding classes and give me the access to Open Framework world. That means I can, in my Open Framework code here, draw a sphere like this, using my value plus 100, but it's not very important, this value, and my value. That means I control from a slider in XAML world, data in Open Framework world. I can control with XAML control something happening in the graphic world. If I run this guy, I forget to mention something very important too, that I will use in the constructor of my DirectX page here in the XAML world. I created an instance of my simple bindable class and affect this guy to the data context of my XAML page. That means I can use the binding directly without prefixing something. It's an easier way to do the stuff. Now run the project. Yes, I want to build that. Generating code. Okay, so now I have control, XAML control. I'm in the XAML world here, here, and here. And when I play with the slider here, you see the sphere, and the sphere it's on in the Open Framework world. The radius of the sphere is controlled now with the XAML control. So that means you can use any kind of control from XAML to control the drawing function or the object you manipulate in Open Framework. We just saw in this sample something really useful when you try to mix Open Framework with XAML world, the ability to use control to control the Open Framework world. I hope you enjoy it, and à bientôt.